Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. All right. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for welcoming me into your homes. Get comfortable because we're going to be discussing some things. And so this is the show Self-Expressions, and I'm your host, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And it is a joy to be here tonight. Okay, so if you have a paper, pencil, pen, crown, marker, I want to just go over some of the verses that we're going to be covering tonight. And so we're going to be going over Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 4. And then we're also going to go into Romans chapter 8 also, and we're going to cover verses 18. Also, we're going to go over Mark chapter 4, verses 38 to 40. We're going to have fun tonight. And let me just say tonight, didn't have very great technical difficulties getting the show started, but I did have difficulties, getting the Facebook Live feed up. So my apologies to those that were anticipating me doing Facebook Live tonight. So right now we're just strictly on Blog Talk Radio. Anybody that's online, if you want to call in, the phone number to call in is 319-527-6091. All right, so let's have some fun tonight. So, you know, going over things, and tonight's title is DIY. And for those that are familiar with that and says, hey, I heard that before, yes, it's do-it-yourself. And do-it-yourself became popular, I guess, around 2016, 2017, where while a lot of amazing things were shown that people didn't have common knowledge how to fix things, how to do it themselves, how to repair things themselves. And so we're going to do a little DIY tonight. And one of the parts of, do-it-yourself and how, in all the videos that have been explained and, how they get you comfortable in the working knowledge of repairing or making something or just simply doing it yourself, the one thing they do is they leave their opinion out of whatever they're doing and however they're demonstrating, how to, master a craft or do something. So we just want to go through some things where, we can say, hey, let's make sure we eliminate our opinion out of a lot of different things, no matter what we think or whatever we have formed over the years in our mind, where we think that we simply can't do it ourselves. So the one thing is, I can just shoot off an example. The one opinion I have and I have always had, and, maybe it may change, but so it's like when you go to get like certain checkups and things like that, I see that there are some male gynecologists. And I said, that seems like that's a conflict of interest. And, that's my opinion. And, when I see a male gynecologist, I'm thinking, what are you doing? Can't you do something else? But that's just my opinion. It doesn't mean that there shouldn't be male gynecologists because of, what I think. Or if I said, hey, if I ever get, in power, I'm going to just ban all male gynecologists in the country. But, my opinion, it only sways and only holds, worth to what I think, because that's what I think. And everybody else is an individual, and they can think what they want, and they can form their own opinions. So as far as doing it yourself, there's, something called self-esteem and self-confidence. And if you don't have confidence in something, you're not going to do it. And if you have low self-esteem, you're not going to be happy with some of the things that you do. And one of the things that you want to do is you want to believe, you want to have some kind of faith. And in faith building, it doesn't happen overnight. It's basically planting the seed and growing and nurturing, your self-confidence, your self-esteem. And when you go out into the world and when you go in front of people, that's the most terrifying task of putting, the faith that you have behind yourself in front of other people. All right? And just you know, to run down some things. So, you know, we all love to give our opinion. And, you know, and like I just stated earlier, you know, our opinion is, you know, is only worth, you know, more to ourselves than anybody else. Sometimes, you know, you may get a cheer here or you get a, oh, yeah, you know, but that doesn't mean your opinion matters. Your opinion is only worth more to yourself. And, you know, as influencers, you know, to other people, and sometimes we state things that are simply not true or there's something simply that, you know, we have to get off our high horse and say, hey, that's just my opinion. And when we, you know, force or try to, you know, make our opinion mean more than what it is, that's when we actually corrupt, you know, some of the things that are basically in need. You know, I'm going to also bring up, like now, they're fighting over, you know, the right for abortions. Okay, that is something that's a topic that can go many different ways. We're not covering that tonight. But what I do want to say is that most of the people that are making the choice of abortion are men who have not had experience of childbirth or never will. But, you know, and, you know, the whole thing is that I see a bunch of men sitting and maybe a few women, two women, you know, out of, you know, ruling on, you know, should abortion be legal? Should it not be something that was put on the market 20 years ago, 24 years ago? Is that something that women should be taking? It's, you know, it's a mess of a topic. But, you know, the whole point of, you know, what I'm saying is now we're talking about the law. When we talk about the law is not 100%. And this is where, you know, you doing it yourself. You doing the work and the study. You know, the law and the Bible were supposed to be hand in hand. And until this country here decided to separate church and state. And when it did so, it started deviating from some of the things that are crucial and basic in the concept of the Bible. But yet and still, they want to separate church and state, but before they ask you to make a statement, they want you to swear on the Bible. So, you know, that's just, you know, something that I observed. And, you know, when people are testifying, I know there are some atheists out there. I never heard or saw of someone saying, you know, oh, I'm not going to swear in the Bible because I don't believe in it. You know, everyone that had took a sworn testimony, they also placed their hand on the Bible and took the sworn testimony. So it goes to show you the level of misconception that, you know, goes on in the country. And, you know, the only way that you can counteract that is doing things yourself, doing the homework, doing, you know, the necessary steps of, you know, knowing some things, knowing the law, you know, like the Ten Commandments. There's some people now that we got so far away from, you know, understanding the Ten Commandments that some people can't state one or two of the Ten Commandments. And, you know, it's true. You know, you practice what you preach. And it's like if you study, you know, you learn. And the more you study, the more you learn. So, yes, let's go ahead into the Bible, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to start reading Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And so, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk accordingly to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that is, was weak through the flesh, God did send his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. The righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. So, you know, and that was Romans. And, you know, the one thing that I do want to, you know, state right there is that, yes, you know, you can talk the talk, but you also got to walk the walk. You know, you just can't go to church Sunday and then Monday through Saturday, you know, you're just causing all kind of ruckus and chaos and sin. You know, we have to reinforce, you know, what we learn. And what we learn is, you know, when we go to church, we have to go to church individually. We have to go to church because that's where we want to be. We want to fellowship. Sometimes we want to go there to gossip. Sometimes we want to go there to show off. You know, you got a new pair of shoes, you got a new dress, you go to show off. The whole thing is, you know, in anything that you do, there's some things that you have to just ignore or just block out of your vision and just come what you came for. You know, you came to hear a word, you know, go ahead and get the word. And after that, you know, you can do what you choose. You can, you know, conversate or you can just converse in some things. But sometimes there's a saying that goes, thanks but no thanks. You know, when we get together, you know, we're supposed to bring out the best in us, and sometimes we absolutely bring out the worst, you know. And it's just, you know, that herd mentality where we want to feel a part of something. And when we see things that are not according to what we, you know, we came to accomplish, you know, sometimes we just have to back out of things, you know. And the one thing that you can know right now is that there are people observing you, and they know that when certain situations come up and how you would like to back yourself or disassociate yourself from things, or they notice when certain chaos and things are created, how you're no longer a part of that equation. And, yes, you can remove yourself out of the equation. You know, also, you know, we get bad advice from other Christians, and we take that as a solid answer into some of the things that we need to know. We can easily look it up now with today's technology at hand. We can Google things. We can research it. And, you know, the one thing I like to, you know, give, you know, good, some good remarks to is Google. It was one time I was depressed and, you know, I felt bad and I just Googled, you know, how to kill yourself. You know, and what came back was, suicide hotline number. And it also said, you know, hang in there, things will get better. And I just thought that was like amazing where some other, you know, websites, like you can go to Reddit and it'll give you a detailed situation how you do it. And it's crazy that, you know, they allow things like certain things on the internet, but also, you know, we have the intervention of lawyers where they say, hey, well, they have a right to give information. Well, if that's true, then how come when one of our own National Guardsmen, when he had some government secrets and he put it out there that they want to prosecute him and put him in jail? So if that's true, then so I guess they want to have it both ways. But that's just the American system, and this is the country that we live in. And yes, it's portrayed as being one of the greatest countries, and yes, I did serve in this nation's military in the United States Navy. But still, in the same sense, you know, if you go to other countries and you see the other outlook of this country, you don't see the same glowing praise that we seem to reflect here in the United States. You know, and one of the points that I'm going to make, and I'm just not going to get on a soapbox tonight, is that, you know, during the highest times of COVID, and before that, you know, they said we can't take care of every last citizen of this country. But when COVID hit, they said we're going to have a vaccine for each and every citizen of this country, and it's going to be free. Wow, and you got the companies like Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer who produce things on a mass market for profit, and they are letting the government foot the bill. And the reason why I'm saying it now is they gave them basically a blank check to make vaccines. And so now they're worried about the debt ceiling, but they weren't worried about the vaccine. And that's, you know, that's just something to think about as things go on. It's business as usual. It's just they're doing it differently. All right, and that's enough about that. So let's get back to the word or where we was at. So just to, right now I'm suffering from allergies, and I'll tell you something funny that happened earlier today. So, you know, how the drug companies have the big campaigns of getting people to buy drugs or certain products. So I was looking for some Claritin, and I brushed by a product that's actually probably going to help me. Actually, I'm seeing results now. So I walked by a box or something that I knocked off the shelf, and I went to go pick it up, and then I started reading. It's something called Airborne. And I took it this afternoon, and I'm feeling much better than any of the other products that I've been trying to, you know, alleviate, you know, my allergy problem. And I just think, I said, wow, what a coincidence. You know, when I walked in the Rite Aid, I said, you know, said to myself, I said, God, I hope there's something in there to help me. And sure enough, walking by the aisle and knocking that bottle of Airborne out, I believe that God did, you know, give me an answer of, hey, this is best for you. Forget the Claritin. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, different things happen in your life as you start, you know, going and start processing. And it just, this was amazing that that box of Airborne happened to just fall off the shelf as I walked by. I don't know if I knocked it down or if I brushed against it, but it sure enough fell, and it was something that I absolutely needed. And I want to go, you know, purchase it and everything. And so, like I said, I took one. I'll probably take one later on tonight and see how I feel. But, you know, the allergies have been, you know, wearing me down and things like that. And, you know, sometimes when you call out for a little prayer, you know, sometimes help will be on the way just like that. And I'm just going to go over Mark chapter 4, verses 38-40. All right. And it says, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, took the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down as it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have faith? That's the question I'm asking you right now. You know, when the storm comes, are you going to be frightened? You know, and when the disciples, they woke Jesus, you know, he was sleeping. He was sleeping peacefully. And they woke him up. And the first thing he says, you know, you were Jesus Christ right there. And are you worried about drowning? Are you worried about anything? If he's not worried about it? And that's where I say, you know, our belief and our faith, you know, it's going to have to stand on its own. You know, just like as our self-confidence and, you know, our self-awareness, it has to be on its own. When, especially in the worst of times, when times are hitting, you know, when a storm hits. You know, and the last thing he said was, where's your faith? You know, where is your faith? You know, you're with me. Do you believe in me? Do you believe I will allow us to drown? And just like, you know, sometimes we have more faith in things not of God or of God. And we have to make sure we clean out our closet and get rid of that. We have to get rid of that, you know, that belief that this person is better than God, or this person can do more than God. There's no one that can do more than God. Case in point, you know, on TV, sometimes in the middle of the night, there's companies that says, hey, we're debt consolidations, we're debt relief. We can fix your problems in 3 years. God can fix your problem instantly. Just like that, when he said, peace, be quiet, and it's, the storm stopped instantly. You know, we have to stand on our faith, and we have to make sure that sometimes we may have to double and redouble our efforts in our prayer. You know, we have to make sure that we do one of the things that people seem to, you know, Like, they got this thing where they have routines for people. Like, their morning routine, their nightly routine. You know, in the beginning, end of your day, there's only one thing you have to do, and that's get down on your knees and pray. Pray when you get up and pray before you go to bed. You know, and if you can start right there and end it right there, you know, if you're doing everything perfectly right on the road of, you know, rebuilding your faith and redoubling, you know, your efforts of the seed that you planted. And don't forget, this is your seed. This is what you got to nurture. Don't forget, you're God's child. And it's up to you to water and nurture that seed that you planted, that seed that is in you that has to grow. And without growth, there's death. You know, there's no getting out of life alive. And so if you want to get out of life itself, yes, you will get out of life, but how are you leaving? How are you leaving? You know, are you going to be leaving saved 100%? Are you going to be saved almost? You know, we want to make sure that if we're committed, that we are doing everything that we can, you know, that we can do to keep ourselves saved, to make it. You know, Peter was a fisherman. He should have known before, you know, he panicked that, hey, with every storm, you know, every storm is not forever. Everything has an expiration date. Milk has an expiration date. And just because it's one day past that expiration date, does that mean you just toss it away and it's no good? You know, that's where we go, and we go on instincts. Just like you would open it and smell it and say, oh, this is awful. Yes, it's bad. Or you say, you know what? There's no smell here. You know what? This is still good. You know, and it's not with everything that we have that, you know, that obvious expiration date. Sometimes we can sense things. Sometimes we can feel things and say, you know what, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel right. You know, follow your instincts on things of that nature, because that's where, you know, that seed that you planted is growing and nurturing, and it is out there expanding and exploring. You know, we need to make sure that we keep the wheel turning, that we keep going. We can't stop at saying, okay, I'm saved. Whew, thank goodness for that. All right. I can check that off. No, it's nothing that you can check off. You know, and just like I said, like we have more faith in things that, you know, that is not of God, but we believe in it. You know, we have investment companies that tell people, hey, I'm gonna make you $1 million guaranteed by the end of this summer. Really? Why does it take to the end of the summer? Or there's people that tell you, okay, act now. Oh, no. You have to take this offer now. And you say, if you say to them, oh, I want to sleep on it. No. If you sleep on it, it's going to be too late. You know, there's not a such thing as too late if you have faith. It's never too late. And I'll just go ahead and tell you this one more thing that happened to me. And it was... just in me being in haste, I talked to this guy that was selling a car that I was interested in. And he says, okay, we're located here. And he says, yeah, we close 6 o'clock. So I work and I get off at 4:30. And I was thinking, I said, okay, I may have time. So I caught the subway, and then I caught the elevated Market Frankfort line. Got off at the stop, walked to the place, and tried to purchase the car, and my bank blocked the sale. And I called the bank. They said, oh, we blocked your card. You know what? They said, you know, it's going to take 24 hours to reset, maybe sooner. And but, you know, we just blocked the sale, and that's it. And so I was sitting there. I was like, man, I really want to get this car. I just was anticipating this car. I really wanted it. Man, so what happened was I eventually wound up going home. And I was like, why couldn't I get that car? I was like, man, I got to wait another day. So the next day happens, which was the weekend, which I had free time. So as I was walking to that dealership, I walked by another dealership. It was an earlier model of the same car with better features. And I purchased that car. And sometimes, the reason why I made that, stated what happened is because sometimes things does not have to be done in haste. Sometimes when we give something a second look, maybe there may be a better opportunity. And we have to make sure that we place ourselves in these, for these opportunities to happen. And the only way we can do that is just by being patient and praying on things. It doesn't cost you anything to pray over anything. Okay, if I can pray over in 2018, if I can pray for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, this time I did not, and either way, God favored whatever team. But, at the end of the day, when I got up off my knees, I said, oh, man, I thought about it. I said, I'm being, childish and immature. There's plenty of better things I could have been praying for. And I said, I was a little bit embarrassed. And I said, I can't believe that I'm asking God to win the Super Bowl. And I know there's somebody dying of cancer and there's wars going on. And I didn't pray to end a war or for somebody to recover from cancer. And I was absolutely embarrassed. And so when this time around when we, went to the Super Bowl, I was tempted, but I said, no. I said, God, I'm gonna let you let it play out the way you want it. And I was perfectly happy with us losing. And with that being said, I'm just going to jump into the call of salvation. Okay, so the call of salvation is simple. We do this every night and on every show. So if you haven't got to know God personally, this is an invitation right now where you can just take the time out and do it yourself. And all you have to simply do is just have a prayer, and you can just state it earnestly. You don't have to say what I say word for word, but just say what's in your heart. And you can say, Father God, I've been a sinner. I've been sinning all this time. I want to do things right. I want to turn my life over. I give my life to you. I give my life to you for saving my life, for giving me the opportunity to turn things around when things have been wrong. Things have been going wrong, and I've been wrong all this time. And I wish to be a new creature. At least I wish to turn my life over to you. And once you do that and you say that, you're saved. And the next thing I suggest you do is you find, you just say out loud and say, I just turned my life over to Christ. You can say it to your mother. You can say it to a brother, sister, friend. You can scream at the top of your lungs. And then, the next thing I suggest you do is find a Bible-believing teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture you in the word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, we're here right here, a church without walls here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where you can, get nurtured in the word of Christ until you find that church home. All right. And if you can't find that church home, I'll give you some information. I'll go ahead and jump into the announcement. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, whether you're listening to us online or via phone, I'd like to thank you so much. And also, I'd like to thank those that share with their friends and family members, letting them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Okay, anytime we do a live show, we broadcast live at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live show, we do have a calling number, which is 319-527-6091. Okay, and anytime you want to send us an email, you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. If you're in need of a Bible, you can leave your contact information. And so I have a few spots if you're interested in a Christian game show. Also, leave your contact information. We'll get in touch with you. Okay, and we invite you to like us on our Facebook page, which is Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. From there, you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, we make some major announcements, and as well as other media pages, which we're on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Purpose_Kingdom. Okay, and tomorrow it's going to be a true joy to, so rejoin us here tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. So don't forget there's a time change there, the 8 p.m. hour. It's going to be a little talk with Jesus with Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. Please don't miss this great hour of prayer. This is my favorite evangelist, so join us tomorrow evening with God's will and God's blessing. Join us at 8 p.m. for A Little Talk with Jesus. And it's going to be hosted by evangelist Trina Lizzie Harrison. And it's going to be fun, so join us. Okay, one last thing. We do have a radio network, PKN.com. There you'll listen to 24 hours of music of inspiration. Okay, so excuse me. All right, hey, listen, don't feel cheated. I'm going to end the show a little early tonight because my voice is a little scratchy, allergies, starting to get to me a little bit. We are, here in the praise and worship, have fun, get a word of meaning, a message, something to take with us when we leave, this program tonight. So also, I did have another scripture that I want to go over, which is Romans 8:18, and we are going to go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and read that, all right? So Romans 8:18. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And so with that is, that's a word of hope that says, we hang in there and we be persistent and, increase our faith, and redouble our efforts, that right there, that, it's right there. That we will be rewarded, that we will be, for our faith will not be gone, be done and not rewarded. So it's right there, right here in the Word, where it says, be diligent, be steadfast, don't give up. No matter all the chaos that's going all around us, we can't get caught up in that confusion. We can't step, we can't step out of faith, and there's no way that you can step out of faith and not have any repercussions, So with that being said, I'm have fun tonight. Hope everybody got a chance to enjoy it. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Simply type in the show name or the host name. It doesn't have to be my show, any host or any show. You can type in the name and you can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. Like I said, feel free to join us for tomorrow's broadcast. And we do have other broadcasts throughout the week. We do broadcast most days that we are able to, and we hope you'll be able to join us for those. If not, when you get a chance, make sure you check out our archives or listen to them. It's been fun doing this, and let me just leave this with y'all. So anytime, you want to, broaden your horizons, you want to just give more of yourself, don't forget you have to take care of yourself. And don't forget that you're number one. Don't forget that, prayer is important. A lot of people want you to think that prayer is not important, but prayer is very important. And, they want you to get into a routine where you're comfortable at, an exercise routine, a breakfast routine, some kind of routine where they want you to, that you, and it may not be intentional. They may want you to forget then what's important to you and your faith, and that is the beginning and the end. That's when you wake up, you pray. When you go to sleep, you pray. During the course of the day, if you have a chance to fellowship with other people, take time out to pray. Prayer doesn't cost anything. The time, the one that's more costly is you not taking the time out to pray, and the whole problem of everything in the equation is you. If you don't do it yourself, it's nobody else's fault but yours. So you have to take the initiative to take care of yourself, to do what's best for you, what's best for you faith, faith-wise. No one can tell you what's best for you. And the major part about, everything that we're talking about tonight is that without you, there is no equation. There is no solution. And also there is no problem. So that's just a little something to think about it. You know, I love everybody. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. I got work later on tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and get prepared for that engagement. Also, I can't wait to take some of this airborne where to see if I can alleviate some more of these allergy symptoms. So with that being said, love y'all. Peace. Take care of yourself. And most of all, you know, learn a little something every day. All right, with that being said, I'm out. Peace.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.